Praise the Lord. Let's start our worship with the prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your love and care. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your mercy and your help and your support to us. We thank you for all that we are able to achieve. From morning till now, we magnify your name. And we adore you, Lord. Thank you for all your people, the workers, God, the pastors, the teachers, the elders, the parents. Thank you for all the ministries and the congregations and the worship from morning till now. We continue to pray, Lord, that your name will be lifted up and your name will be magnified and glorified. We pray also, Lord, that you will bless the work of our hand and multiply it and watch over it. Let it be maintained and that will bring you fruit and fruit that will last and that will bring you glory, O God. And we pray, Lord, for the protection of all of us from this COVID-19. And I pray no one of us will be forced to get the vaccine against his will. And I pray also, Lord, protect your people, maintain their jobs, incomes, and salaries. And I pray, Lord, that they will continue to be faithful to you, to bring their tithes and offering and their first fruit to you, Lord. I pray for our brethren who have lost their job or they don't have work. We pray that you give them job and income and maintain them and provide for them. I pray also for those who are having delay salaries. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them their salaries and whatever salaries they have not received, they will be receiving soon. And we pray also, Lord, we pray for each and every family, O God. Bless the families of the church. And I pray, Lord, that each and every husband to be the head for his family, to lead the family according to your will and according to your plan. Pray for the wives to be meet helper to them, to support them in the work of yours, and both parents will give instruction to the children to do the work of yours and to give the instruction clear to them to obey. I pray for provision upon each and every family, oh God, that you will provide for them, you will help them. I pray the people will see you in the life of each and every family. I pray for each and every member of the church to walk with you, to repent of all his sins or her sins, to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, more of love and peace and joy, gentleness, kindness, patience, self-control. And I pray also, Lord, that you, Lord, you help us, O God, help each and every member of the church, workers, elders, pastors, to overcome trials, struggles, and also obstacles through prayer, through humility, through the fear of yours, through fasting. Lead us, O God, with more fasting. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And I pray also, Lord, I pray whatever we need, gifts of the Holy Spirit, message of wisdom, message of tongue, and message of knowledge, gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of healing, gift of faith, pastoring, evangelizing, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the talents that we need, O God, for the service and ministry you will be the one to provide. Even Lord, I thank and praise you for the place that you put your church here in UAE, and you've extended to Oman, to Philippines, to Iraq, Kuwait, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, also Uganda, Nigeria. We pray for all this extension through members, through families, through workers, and through congregations. Lord, bless the work of your hand in all these places and give us, oh Lord, all the logistic needs. And I pray that no rules will come and block your grace, and we come against all antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-work of devil. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to pray for the leaders, pray for the government, we pray for the rules that will not lead us to do wrong or force us to do wrong things against your will. Lord, take full control, O God. We trust you are the one who are the sovereign Lord over every niche and every rules and authorities, O God. We overcome, Lord, because you are with us. And I pray also, Lord, use all our contacts of friends and relatives and neighborhood, our relationship, the places that we are walking, and the places that we are moving, that we will reach new people, O God. Lord, let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and Lord glorified, O God. Let your be done, O God. Even this today, O God, we pray, O Lord, that you raise up more workers, servants. I pray you speak to set apart people from among us to go and preach your word. Open for us, Lord, more doors, opportunity, and more mission fields, and new families, cities, nations, continent to be reached by you, Lord. Bless this worship, bless this recording, bless our prayers, bless the songs, bless the message, bless the giving. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
praise and glory, wisdom and strength, honor and power. We'll praise you in the sanctuary, we'll praise you in the mighty heavens. The whole earth shall praise you, O Father.
My heart.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this time of worship. Truly, Lord, there's no one like you to help us, to guide us, to teach us, to strengthen us, to increase our faith, to guide us into the right way. Even, Lord, we ask you to bless the rest of our worship and speak to us your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now bring our tithes and our offering and our first fruit and bow unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your people who came to you today and who brought to you what belonged to you of tithes and offering and first fruit. O God, look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless your people and pour out so much blessing as you promised, that you will have no place to keep and rebuild or devour in all life. And let all nations know that we are blessed by you. O God, use this money, multiply it, to raise the lost, to raise those who are away from you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue today to speak about faith and deeds from the life of Abraham, and as we have always reading from James chapter 2 verse 20 to verse 24, yeah, faith and deeds should go together as the faith of our father Abraham, that he had faith and he has deeds, and his faith went along his deed. And today we'll continue to study the faith and the deeds of Abraham. Let's go now to the book of Genesis chapter 15, and we will read the whole chapter, and we will discuss how the faith and the deed of Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine here. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the bears divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abraham, Know of a surety that thus he shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation who shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with a great substance, and thou shalt go thy fathers in peace, and shall be buried in a good old age. but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass, when the sun went down and it was dark, behold a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us that you sent on time. Help us, Lord, to understand your will and to see the deed of Abraham and how you want us to go with you and what the things that you want us to do. Teach us this day, O God. Teach our brethren who are here and the rest of our brethren in other places. I know it is recording. And let your message give clarity and understanding to each and every one of your servants' life. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We read in the verse 1. It said, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Here, the Lord came to Abraham and spoke to him through a vision, you know. Vision is that you see something when you are awake, when you are fully awake and aware. And the difference between dream and vision, a dream is that when you are sleeping, vision when you are awake, you know. God here called Abraham by his name. But he told him, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding reward. Here, the word of God is instruction, fear not, Abraham. And also here, Abraham was cheered up by the Lord. You know, faith and deeds in God, it recommends us that we need to keep ourselves steadfast and to continue to trust God in all the situations that we are passing in our life. Here the Lord came to encourage Abraham and came to also reward him because Abraham was steadfast and his faith was firm on God, and that's why God came to assure him and to encourage him that he did not forget him. You know, Abraham, when God called him, he followed the instruction of God. In the same way, we need to follow the Lord and follow his instruction. And we should fully trust God and we should be looking in a positive way toward all the good things that the Lord had to prepare for us and about all his promises. You know, as God is seeing us steadfast in faith toward him, then he will also come and visit us and encourage us as he did with Abraham. He will encourage us with his divine word. Fear not. Again, I am thy shield. That's all encouragement. And thy exceeding great reward. And such way of encouragement also to remind us here when God said that God came with his word. It reminds us here about the importance of reading the word of God in our Bible, in our daily reading, and how much we need to treasure this word and these promises of God. Fear not. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Amen, Lord. Fear not. Don't be afraid that you are lacking something, or you are alone, you are strangers, or you have trials. Fear not. I am thy shield. God is your shield. Means that God is your protection. In time of trouble, he will not let you, while you are troubled, to lack anything, but he will be your shield of protection. You know, even when we lack something in our life, being the Lord our shield, God will not make you a vulnerable person because you have certain things you lack. But God will be your shield, that you will going to be having a life to the full and a fruitful life. God say, and thy exceeding reward. And here the Lord will come and reward. There's a reward as you are faithful to God and willing to be steadfast and to continue to serve the Lord and to follow his instruction. God will be your exceeding reward. As God rewarded Abraham, as we know, God also indeed will come also and reward us. Amen. Let's read now verse 2. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? You know, here, when the Lord came to Abraham, Abraham get the courage to speak to God, to open to God, and to ask about the reward that he is giving him. Because until that moment, Abraham had heard the promises of God, but he have not yet received any promise, especially in regard who is going to inherit him. And that is the fear of Abraham. But he expressed it to God. He expressed his longing that he should have an ear in such a way that he told him, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Abraham spoke frankly to God what he was thinking and what was moving inside him. What was moving inside Abraham, that the steward of his house, this Eliezer of Damascus, is the only possible thing that he can see that he will inherit him. You know, because he has till now not received any child from God, you know. And Abraham, he may look, be in despair toward God, and he expressed his longing for such, but in the same way, at the same time, what Abraham expressed, that Abraham was not keeping such thing as a hindrance for him to follow God or to save the Lord. Faith and deed in God do not prohibit us from opening our hearts and our longing, our thoughts to God and express all these things to him. But we should be careful. You should be careful that you should not make fuss with God and that make a condition to God that you should give me this, then I will continue to follow. No, don't do such. That is, God will not go around such things. You cannot put a condition on God. You need to change your attitude. God wants you to believe his word, to believe his promises, and to go according to what he said to you. But you can express to God and speak to him your longing, your situation, and that is good, because he will also help and he will also assure you, as he did to Abraham. Abraham, we learn from him that one of the good deeds of Abraham, he continued to serve God, even he did not receive. He continued to follow God, even his longing, but he continued. And you know, we can see also something else in the life of Abraham. Abraham mentioned here about Eliezer of Damascus. Now this same person who was a faithful person and the steward of the house of Abraham, God used this man to bring Rebekah, the wife of Isaac, the son of Abraham. What we want to learn here, certain time, we cannot see exactly how what God had given us will work to fulfill the promises of God to us and the good things that God had promised to us. That's why we need to be patient and faithfully follow God and obey Him the best way. We thank God that we learn today good things from the Lord. And Abraham said, "Behold to me, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine here." Abraham expressed to God that, as we say, that he is desperately waiting for his promise to give him a seed. It means that a child, that he will be an heir to him, that he will inherit him. You know, in such a way, Abraham was looking for the next generation. It's good that you will look for the next generation, that not only we will follow God and walk with Him, but also the next generation will be among them people will walk with God and follow God as we are doing now. That is a good thing to express to God. You know, Abraham said to God, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed." We cannot say, you know, we cannot say to God today that you don't give us, you did not give us any seed. Why? Because God has sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed. Jesus Christ is the seed, as we read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Christ is the seed. It says, "Now to Abraham and to his seed, where the promise is made, he saith not unto seed as of money, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." So Christ is a seed. We have seed. Amen? You know, Galatians 3.16 is similar to John 3.16. Where is John 3.16? "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." See here, as we receive Christ as Savior and Lord over our lives, then we need to go forward, bearing fruit for the Lord. We go forward to evangelize and tell people about Jesus and speak to them the Word of God. We go forward and we teach, we make disciples, and we baptize them. And that is the seed that God gave us. Christ, that is what we seed. That's what we need today, and God had given us. In Genesis 15, verse 4, "And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." As Abraham expressed to God his longing, here the Lord came to him with his word and assured him that Eliezer of Damascus will not be the one to inherit him, but there's a son from his own bowel will come out from him, and he will be the one, his heir. And here the Lord is had assured Abraham, and he also said, God is assuring us, God is assuring you that what He has a promise, He is going to fulfill it. You know, when you say the word of the Lord came unto him, it means that the word of God, that when we read the word of God in the Bible, when we are praying at His feet, and when we have fellowship with the Lord, the Lord will come and He will also assure us that He is going to fulfill all what He had promised us. He will fulfill them in due time, but He wants us to continue to be faithful toward Him and toward His word and toward His instruction and to do them in our lives. So now you need to be assured that the Lord shall not forget you, shall fulfill all his promises, but you need to be, continue to be persevere, patient, walking with God as Abraham did, and to continue to serve the Lord and to be a good servant of him, and he will be the one to reward you at his due time. Genesis 15, verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Here the Lord assured Abraham. He brought him outside to some heaven and assured him that his descendants would be like the stars, that is numerous, as the stars numerous are, that are in heaven. God in the same way. He will speak to you, and I believe he's speaking to us now by his word to assure you, assure us about his promises. And God may speak to us in a similitude as he is speaking, as he spoke to Abraham, to assure us that he will fulfill his promises to us and he will reward us and prosper us. Verse 6, and he believed, that means Abraham, and Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. You know, after God spoke to Abraham and confirmed to him his promise, and when he showed him the sky and told him your descendant will be like this, Abraham believed in the Lord, and he was sure and assured that God would do to him what he had promised to him. And that faith of Abraham, when he had faith before, he received that considered righteousness for Abraham. You know, many this time, they have a difficult and struggling time with God because they cannot accept that what God is promising them had not yet given to them. I mean, they want to receive from God that then they would believe. That is not the righteousness. Such kind of people, you know, when you be like that, you'd be gloomy, sad, negative thinking, you may backslide, you may move backward, or you are not willing to save the Lord and go forward because you had, or because they had not received what God had promised them. As true believers and followers of God, through Christ Jesus our Lord, we should have the same righteousness of Abraham, that you accept, we need to accept and believe on what God has said, even you or we have not yet received it. Amen. Now is the time for you. As you hear the message, you need to come fully to the Lord. Advise you to stop your doubts, all your negative thinkings, backslidings, reluctant to serve God. You need to come back to the Lord and start to trust Him, start to follow Him, start to serve Him. That is the step of faith. Faith and deeds. That God is what He's expecting from you today to do. Let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, thank you for your word. Tell Him, draw me close to you, O God. I am willing to come back to you in Lord, committing myself, even Lord, before I receive, I believe, thank you for the assurance I receive. Thank you because you told me, fear not, I am your shield, I am your great reward. Thank you for the reward that we receive from you, O God. Draw me close to you, Lord. Never let me go. O Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters. Use them mightily to walk with you like Abraham walked. Never let them go away. Bring them back to serve you and to do the work of yours faithfully. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you and magnify you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the revival in our midst. Thank you for raising new people and servants of yours. Close to you. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have in you. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.